I'd like to hear from persons who would like to share, particularly on the topics of bringing the mind to the holy name, during the kirtan particularly. If you try to apply that, and if you would like to share what your experience was from doing that. We'll do the same thing after the 32 round day. Okay. How was your experience like? So I want to prepare us a little bit for that. Try to go into applying and experiencing. Anybody would like to share what their experience was? Wow, we have a portable mic.
You're on.
We can hear you.
I was trying to concentrate on the three aspects that you told.
Yeah.
But my mind was on and off, but it couldn't do it continuously.
Okay.
But it's very difficult to do it.
Okay. Anyone else?
Guru Maharaj, thank you so much for instilling so much of softness into the heart. What especially struck me was the two words that you said in the morning, Krishna and heart.
Makes it real simple, doesn't it?
So it was really very, I had certain prayers to fill in the blanks in what I prayed to Krishna, to what to do with my heart. So it was really very, very simple and tangible experience. But the challenge was that I was getting lost in my experiences, that, oh, I want to share this. And then the mind went on compiling what all and noticing what all I need to do, and it just went somewhere else.
The mental processor took over. Okay. Jai Jagannath, what is
that? I like the Krishna please accept me exercise. So I was trying to apply that. The way it translated in my mind was, if Krishna is accepting us, he's allowing us to render devotee seva. That's how it translated my mind. So my particular experience just now as we were doing kirtan is that,
yes,
when I was in the mood of wanting to serve the devotees, I didn't care so much, just meditating on how I can be a better servant. And those feelings of gratitude was helping my mind to stay focused on the journey.
What about going the other direction?
It stayed there. It mostly stayed there as I was holding the feelings of gratitude in my heart and really wanting to be a better servant. Because particularly for me personally, when it comes to physical activity, I tend to drag my feel at. So I was just, and I've been getting better with it. It's something I've been working on a lot. So
with some help from your friends.
Yeah. with the help of my friends, authorities.
They're your friends.
Thank you for this, Amanda. So, as I was just meditating on wanting to please them by being a better servant in that particular capacity, rendering practical services and so on, then that wanting to please them in my heart, I found myself in my mind to stay focused.
Totally. Okay. Thank you. Anyone else over here? Okay. Go ahead, please speak.
Lord Krishna has always been my favorite deity since my childhood, Maharaj.
whenever I chant Om Namo Narayanaya or Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, I don't cry. But when I chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, I start to cry automatically. I don't know why, but I couldn't continue the chanting because my cry disturbs it. I automatically cry when I chant the Maha Mantra, but I don't cry when I chant the other prayers. And I don't know the reason for that.
Thank you.
First of all, thank you very much, Maharaj, for giving wonderful instructions on improving the quality of chanting. So, during the kirtan by Keshwacharya Prabhu, I was trying all the three things that you mentioned. So, the first thing that I tried was focusing on the deity of the Lord in the form of Radha Gopinath, and I was trying to focus and trying to meditate on the different aspects of the body features of Radha Gopinath, but I felt that slowly I was going to mode of speculation, like speculating the different forms, so then I shifted to the next aspect. So the one that really resonated and worked for me was begging to the Lord that somehow or other, please show your mercy on me and help me uplift myself in the devotional service. So that particular begging mood really helped me, and it was gave me a good connection. And that's what I wanted to share. Thank you so much.
Thank you. In the back, we left. Behind the pole.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. One of the things that I noticed was, like, if I try to think about too many instructions, then rather than focusing on hearing and chanting, I tend to intellectualize those instructions. So one of the things I was trying to do was to hear attentively, and I could feel like holy name was like a flood, so that was a very nice experience.
Okay. Subham?
Guru Maharaj, I try to follow the exercises that you mentioned to me, but while doing that, sometimes what I feel is I'm kind of having two conversations, you know, with the Lord, one through the Maha Mantra, and then my heart is saying, Lord, please engage me in your service. So that's in plain English. So that's something similar to what he said. So,
okay.
So that's the experience, and I feel that I get distracted by that. So I don't know how to merge the two.
I'd like to respond to both of them. Same point. Let's give the microphone to Subal. It's not the words, it's the mood. Not the words, it's the mood. The mood of, please engage me. It's not the words, it's the mood. Like Jai Jagannath described. Please engage me. Please make me a better servant. It's not the words, it's the mood. So you can simplify the words, but to make it simpler so you don't get caught up in the intellectualization, the multi-processing, because the idea is to avoid that and to enter into the mood, the spirit. So here's some, for example, here's something that I do. Mentally. What does that mean? Please accept me. Please pick me up. A child goes like that. Anybody knows what that means. You don't have to verbalize it or intellectualize it. It's not an intellectual thing. It's an emotion. And in Mahaprabhu's Leela, there's a very beautiful painting that I've seen a few times, but I don't have a copy of it. I wish I had a copy of it. If anybody finds a copy of it, please send it to me. It's Mahaprabhu running to the altar. when he entered the Jagannath temple. Similarly, when he saw the Govardhan Hill, well, he wasn't Govardhan Hill, it was a sand dune. And he was running with his arms outstretched. Krishna! Krishna! He just became overwhelmed in ecstasy in anticipating of meeting Krishna and fell to the ground unconscious. Or, please accept me. But it's not an intellectual, it's a relational. It's, I broke my relationship with you, I left you, I abandoned you. And I've been suffering terribly. And it's chanting with feeling. And if the mind can carry one to that position, so it's connecting them. It's not a distracting. It's a connecting. And same with, please allow me to engage in your service. When you're calling, as we were discussing during the break, you're calling Hare. You're calling Krishna's own potency who engages persons in service. Hare! Please! Engage me in Krishna's service. It's entering into the spirit of rather than processing the meaning of. Maybe we'll do that this afternoon. I have a, I was thinking to do this. I have a mantra upasana that follows some teachings that are given by Sanatana Goswami about how to enter into chanting of mantra. And in Prabhupada's words, I'll play the recording of Prabhupada saying, enter into the spirit of this hymn. Enter into the spirit of this hymn. So that's what the exercise is. Just do that. Like a child, helpless child, looking to their mother and father. And it can't be somebody else's mother, somebody else's father. It's got to be their mother, their father. That's what that means. Somebody else comes along and they brush them away. No, I want my mother, my father. That relationship. I want to feel secure in that relationship. Please give me your shelter. Not an intellectual thing at all. Okay. So it's just, I had an idea to do something there isn't time to do. We'll just try to do it tomorrow. There are many nice instructions. I'll just repeat something that I explained earlier. Again, instructions from our acharyas. This is Rishabhdev, an incarnation of the Supreme Lord, that the mind can be conquered, that's made our best friend, instead of what we're chasing after in a deluded condition all the time. The mind can be conquered by bringing the mind to the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna and serving them. And then the instructions of the spiritual master are the way to seek the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Those instructions take you to the lotus feet of Krishna. And chanting is one of those instructions. And chanting attentively is part of the instruction of chanting. So it's not just an exercise. Connect the exercise with the person who's giving the instruction. And then it's perfect. Then the mind is conquered. And if it's just you and the mind doing an arm wrestle across the table, it's keep losing. It's not just you against the mind. It's carrying out an instruction of the spiritual master, seeking shelter, the lotus feet, the mind becomes conquered. Because Krishna is on the other side. It's every time. So connect the mind through to the order of the spiritual master by submission to the spiritual master through the instruction. So then I gave instructions of our acharyas that we can then submit ourselves unto the instruction. In the mood of that instruction, we can bring the mind to become our best friend. That's the intention. The overall intention is our relationship with Krishna, our relationship with the holy name. So we'll have more opportunity in this afternoon with various performances of the holy name, and then Nama Yajna this evening. I'm really looking forward to that. Those that were with us last year, at least the feedback was that was one of the most wonderful experiences of the whole event. So stay tuned for the Nama Yajna. And then some more time tomorrow, just preparing ourselves for chanting 32 rounds together. And that will be another very powerful experience. So these are resources or tools or impetuses to help us accomplish going beyond the mechanical chanting that we're accustomed to and entering more deeply into the holy name. Our relationship with the holy name. So the program schedule something like this. Prasadam is ready. So when you're ready, Prasadam is ready for you. And then we'll make our way back to the temple. And we'll start at 3 o'clock, whether you're there or not there. We're going to start at 3 o'clock. And performances on the chanting of the holy name, and the best one is first. So please be on time. There are devotees that have been rehearsing and preparing and half hour long. A training via Dravida and to chant as he chants. Very nice rendering, etc. So 3 o'clock at the temple, and then an evening class, and then arti, and then Nama Yajna. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.